Welcome to Globetrotter Academy, where we explore insights from global mobility research.
You'll like today's topic.
In today's episode, we focus on third culture kids, or TCKs, and how they construct a sense of home and identity amid a highly mobile lifestyle.
Our discussion draws from the study, Place Identity Construction of Third Culture Kids, Eliciting Voices of Children with High Mobility Lifestyle, by Lijadi and Van Schalkwijk. This research explores the challenges young TCKs face in finding a sense of belonging and stability while living in multiple countries.
A core concept in the study is place identity, which refers to the emotional and social connection individuals develop with specific places. For most people, this begins in childhood and is tied to a single location. However, for TCKs, this process is far more complex due to frequent relocations. The study notes, for TCKs who experience multiple relocations, home is a constantly changing space.
The study highlights that young TCKs often redefine what home means based on their experiences. It's not just one physical place, but a composite of different locations where they've lived and interacted with people. This dynamic understanding of home influences their identity development in unique ways.
Researchers used a method called the Collage Life Story Elicitation Technique, or CLET, to collect narratives from TCKs aged 7 to 16. Through creating visual collages and sharing stories, participants expressed how they understood and experienced home. The study found that family, rituals, and familiarity often form the foundation of their sense of belonging.
The narratives also revealed how different age groups perceived home. Younger children, for example, often associated home with physical spaces and family routines. As they grew older, their focus shifted to social connections, friendships, and shared experiences, showing the evolving nature of their place identity.
A recurring theme was the sense of loss and longing for stability. Many participants mentioned the difficulty of building long-term friendships or adjusting to new schools and cultures. The study paraphrases one participant's sentiment. Home is where my friends and family are, but it's hard to make lasting connections when we keep moving.
Another important finding was how TCKs balanced their multiple cultural identities. Many described feeling disconnected from their passport country or birthplace, but found commonality with peers who shared similar lifestyles. As the study explains, TCKs often experience identity confusion, especially when societal expectations conflict with their lived experiences.
The study emphasizes the role of family and schools in supporting TCKs. Parents can provide stability through consistent routines and open communication, while schools can create environments that foster belonging and cultural adaptability. One participant reflected that attending an international school helped them feel at home, no matter where they lived.
The findings suggest that organizations and communities involved in the global mobility need to better understand the unique challenges TCKs face. By addressing their need for stability and belonging, we can support their emotional well-being and identity development more effectively.
This research provides valuable insights into the lives of TCKs and highlights the importance of redefining what home and identity mean for children in global mobility.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others interested in global mobility research.
Thank you for tuning in to Globetrotter Academy.
See you next time.